Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Harlalka from Shyam Metalics. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us in the call. I, Pankaj Harlalka, Head of Investor Relations at Shyam Metalics, wish you all a very good afternoon, a Shubh Deepavali, and a warm welcome to the second quarter FY25 post-results conference call. Before we delve into discussing the quarterly numbers, I hope you all had an opportunity to review our press release and the attendant investor presentation read along with the Safe Harbor Statement, which are available under the investor section of our website, and the same are accessible in the BSE and NSE websites. To discuss the second quarter and H1 results FY25, I am joined by Mr. Brij Bhushan Agarwal, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Agarwal, Executive Director of Finance and Compliance, and Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital, our investor relations partner. Now, I would like to invite Brij Bhushan ji to provide his perspective on the performance of the second quarter of the current financial year. He will also provide his thoughts on our strengths and strategies of the future. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Very, very good afternoon. Wish you all a very happy Diwali and prosperous year. Dear esteemed investors, analysts, we wish you and all my best wishes to the family of Shyam Metalics. Since 2021, India has been the key driver of steel demand growth, and this trend is expected to persist. Steel demand in the developing world, excluding China, is projected to grow 4.2% in 2025, while we are holding steady with our strong growth projection for India, forecasting a 7%-8% increase in the demand over the next few years. This growth is driven by the expansion across all the steel-consuming sectors, with infrastructure investment continuing to be the major contributor. We have been growing at a steady pace over the last few years and have implemented fresh capacity from the internal accruals in the phased manner nearly every quarter. This quarter, we have announced the commencement of the coke oven plant in Jamuria, West Bengal. The new facility began production, reflecting a significant step forward in the company expansion goal. This backward integration will enhance the company bottom line by reducing the cost and increasing control over the supply chain. We have also announced the greenfield cold rolling mill CRM in Jamuria, West Bengal. The mill will specialize in producing pre-painted galvalume coils and coil of galvanized iron, galvanized steel, GIGL. This expansion is a very crucial step in our journey towards the value-added product. Shyam Metalics, the cold rolling mill, will support housing, warehousing, industrial sheds, infrastructure, affordable housing through the initiatives such as PMAY. We already have a vast distribution setup, specifically in Eastern India. Our plant is one of the few eastern-located plants in India where there is a good demand of color-coated sheet, especially in the northeastern region, hilly tract region. We foresee a healthy contribution in our top line, bottom line from this facility to our company in the coming years. We have commissioned a blast furnace of 0.77 million ton capacity, a sinter plant of 1.1 million ton in Jamuria. This facility will improve India's seed production capacity. This development demonstrates our commitment to the encouraging industrial growth, creating employment and opportunities in this region. To improve operational efficiency, the plant has a 18 megawatt top gas pressure recovery turbine, which contributes the 10% energy recovery. The specialized cooling system of water, which is makes the plant more efficient and very, very competitive. The furnace is designed with a zero process water discharge to optimize the process efficiency as a part of the organization growth strategy. In addition to the blast furnace, the company has commissioned the sinter capacity to convert the iron ore fines to the feedstock of the blast furnace. The brownfield expansion demonstrates Shyam Metalics' strategic emphasis on increasing production efficiency, reducing the cost, improving the bottom line and top line. As Shyam, we understand high capex business and metallurgy post our foray in the aluminium foil and stainless steel, which has facilitated us to image as a multi-metal company. Aluminium and stainless steel are the metal of future, and we see a tremendous growth in this metal alongside simultaneous growth in our carbon steel specialty alloy business. We have grown our capacity across numerous products at a CAGR more than 18% on our existing facility and product line. However, the focus has been on the value-added product, where the revenue has grown at a CAGR of 43.2% in last 5 years. We expect to do well and to add more value-added product in next few years. We have announced the capex of close to 10,000 crores since 2021, being an IPO year. We have already incurred a capex close to 5,000 crores till FY25, which accounts for 50% of the total capex announced. Out of the incurred capex, more than 2,600 crores has been capitalized, switching to the assets which has begun and contributing in the growth of the company. In the stainless steel, we shall grow four folds over next 5 years. From our existing capacity of 1.5 lakh ton to close to 6 lakh ton capacity. In aluminium segment and specialized foil and product, we are planning to grow 2-fold to 2.5-fold in next 5 years, adding more multiple high niche product basket for the specialized application and increase our volume and will improve the bottom line and the top line. The carbon steel as well, we will further like to grow, and we will like to add the capacity close to 1.5 to 1.8 fold in next 2 to 3 years, from 2.32 million to close to 3.6 million tons. The incremental capacity in the captive power plant of existing 386 megawatt to 706 megawatt is being 1.8 fold growth over the period. If you see on the overall growth pattern, I would like to share that all these products, what we are doing is a brownfield expansion, and we are adding our existing capacity, which will help us to reduce our cost and help us to take more market share, as we are very much mature in major expansion what we are taking right now. We look forward to maintaining the positive momentum, delivering continuous success in the upcoming year. Looking ahead, several upcoming project facilities are expected to begin operational in the current financial year, including the DRI, the stainless steel billet plant, the oxygen plant, the captive power plant, which help both add value and increase the margin profile. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Deepak Agarwal, Director CFO, to share few more words on the financials and other growth. Thank you so much. Deepak, carry on to you.
Thank you, sir. A very good afternoon and happy Subha Deepavali to all the participants. I thank all of you for taking time out on this call to discuss the results for the second quarter of the current financial year. In India, a favorable monsoon is expected to boost the rural economy. As we move into the second half of the year, we anticipate an improvement in government capital expenditure, which was subdued in the first half due to elections and weather-related disruption. A strong fiscal balance and robust tax collection should support ongoing capex spending. The Indian Steel Association is actively engaging with the government to ensure a level playing field for the domestic industry. RBI shift to a neutral stance is expected to be positive, potentially paving the way of interest cuts in the coming months. Thus, in turn, should stimulate investments and boost consumption across the country. Now I would like to share a quick review of the reported consolidated financial for the second quarter under review for the financial year 24-25. There has been a 23.6% revenue growth in quarter 2 of the current financial year, vice versa quarter 2 of the last financial year. We have consistently cash positive with a net cash balance of 1,099 crore in quarter 2 of the current financial year against the positive of rupees 1,338 crore in the quarter 1 of the current financial year. As you all aware that the 82% of our power sourcing from our captive power plant at a cost of 2.47 rupees per kilowatt in quarter 2 of the current financial year, while our average power cost including the grid power at a rupees of 3.04 rupees per unit. This brings a huge delta to our EBITDA. In quarter 2 of the current financial year, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating revenue of rupees 3,635 crore, a growth of 23.6% over a quarter 2 of the last financial year. The sales mix constitute a high percentage of volume from finished steel, which accounts for a 43% of the total revenue. Our export is contributing 11% of our total revenue. The company has been able to book an operating EBITDA of rupees 407 crore. There is an increase by 32% over a quarter 2 of the last financial year, and the EBITDA margin in quarter 2 of the current financial year was 11.2%. When we talk about the overall EBITDA for the quarter, which was amounted to rupees 481 crore, that is because of 74 crore is generated through income from our treasury investments made in various government securities, sovereign bond, arbitrage fund, etc. Parallelly, in order to maintain the trend in EBITDA number, we have been judicious and cautious on all other cost components. Our profit after tax for the quarter stand at rupees 216 crore. There is a decrease of 55% on year-on-year basis. This is because of quarter 2 of the last financial year. The PAT was high owing to the adjustment of rupees 328 crore for the deferment of taxes, deferment of assets, and the reversal of income tax provision, which was made earlier on account of brought forward losses arises on acquisition of Mittal Corp Limited. Actually, we have a PAT positive if we compare with the quarter 2 of the current financial year to the quarter 2 of the last financial year. The PAT margin in the quarter is 5.9%, which is quite sound considering the current market trend and peer comparison. In Shyam Metalics Group, our working capital management is very, very prudent. The group focuses mainly on selling either on advances or letter of credit basis, leading to lower debtors and inventory period of 15 to 20 days and 80 to 95 days respectively. On the other side, we also book majority of our purchases in LC considering our good credential. This helps us in keeping the creditors also on checks. I am also happy and glad to announce that recently our credit rating has been further upgraded by CRISIL from AA stable to AA positive, which is reposed the company's credentials and confidence by the CRISIL. Certainly, the corrections in the steel prices did impact our profitability, causing a decline in our EBITDA margin on a quarter-to-quarter basis, which is apart from the seasonal factor, local supply-demand imbalances and policy impact, geopolitical and China export factory played a major role. Its aggressive export strategy coupled with steep prices undercutting amid its own economic crisis is disturbing the global steel export dynamics. Parallelly, the raw material prices in India have not corrected to that extent. The Indian steel prices remain under pressure on higher import and comparatively weak export. The domestic iron prices remain firm while the price of ferrous sponge also fell. In stainless steel and aluminium segment, our revenue per ton has increased by 31% and 6% respectively on a quarter-on-quarter basis. We are on the consolidation phase in this segment. As volume will increase in near term, margin will also further increase over a period of time. At Shyam Metalics, we have always followed prudent capital allocation policies. We reinvest 70% of our total cash generated back into the business, retain 20% as a liquidity surplus and 10% to distribute to our steel shareholders as a dividend. The policy shall facilitate us to be cash positive even at the peak of our capex cycle. The above policy also ensures us with a steady other income comprising of income from our investments made in government sovereign bonds, ensuring timely capex implementation for our company. As on 30th September 2024, the amount passed in government bonds and other liquid investments to the tune of 2,165 crore, which will help also in going our upcoming project also. A synopsis of capex and growth plan has been laid down in the investors' presentations, and we are well on track to execute them as per the expected timeline. We look forward to maintaining this positive momentum, delivering continuous success in the upcoming quarter. With this, I now open the forum for question and answer session. Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers in a very testing quarter. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on aluminium division. Now, in case of aluminium, we are seeing that, you know, cost is increasing across the value chain, whether it is alumina. I know, of course, alumina we don't use. And other raw materials such as scrap, etc., worldwide. Do you also see a similar cost escalation in our foil stock? And if so, do we see margins coming under pressure in aluminium division in coming quarters?
Thanks, Amit. I appreciate you understand the pressure of the second quarter. In spite of such a rough and tough scenario, we have been able to perform decently. See, aluminium as a commodity in the business of foil and, you know, foil stock or, you know, alumina, that is different. But if you see the product variety, what we are manufacturing a very specialized quality where we are exporting more than 50% in the Western world, you beat USA, Europe and all. And most of this product, what we manufacture, is a specialized product. There has been a recent change in the scenario in the aluminium business because some imports which was coming in the country, and there was some kind of a free import on the finished material, has created more better margins in the country and demand. And the product what we are making, it is being, you know, it is basically a converter where we buy foil stock and we convert into a specialized foil. So the margins have increased because there is a shortage and the Europe market has opened. The demand is good. And I would say the business and the margin in the aluminium business is on the better trend side. If you see quarter on quarter basis, this quarter, basically the last quarter, we have done fairly decent and better.
Okay, that's good, sir. The second question is on the, we announced yesterday that we have commissioned the color-coated complex. So just wanted to know how much volume should we expect in, from this complex in this year. And from the commissioning of coke oven, what kind of cost benefits that we can see? And if you are seeing any pressure on marketing front as far as color-coated is concerned?
We have just commissioned the plant, and I believe like in next few weeks, maybe by end of December, we should be able to decently control and commercialize the complete operation properly. We expect that from the next quarter onwards, you know, the December, January quarter onwards, we will be able to resume and complete operation, and we expect that this year we should be able to do a business of close to around 70,000-80,000 tons.
Okay, that's good, sir. And the last one, if I can squeeze one more. We saw that, you know, the short-term borrowings have increased in this quarter. So any specific reason for that, and whether we will see them, you know, coming back to our normal position going ahead?
See, the short-term borrowing in the last quarter, that was decreased because of, if you see last quarter, we have raised QIP proceed has been received, and which was repayment into the working capital. The increase in the working capital only because of that, and also we are increasing our inventory to the tune of 200 crores, including raw material advances.
Okay, so this should actually be beneficial for you because now iron ore prices, we know where they are.
And also in the last quarter, if you compare with the last quarter now, in the last quarter, there was a repayment of working capital out of our proceed, QIP proceed receipt. That is the main reason.
If you okay.
The working capital from the March to September.
Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Prithul Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity. My question is with respect to the margin. So, as you said that currently in this quarter, current quarter was not good, and we posted around 11% margin. So, are we expecting Q3 and Q4 to remain in this range, or we can expect some positive EBITDA margin growth in next two quarters for the current year?
See, generally, if you see the trend of last so many years, quarter three, you know, is the end of quarter two, and there's the festive festival, and we see, like, you know, once generally after November onward, we see there's some kind of a changes on the scenario. But yes, I don't see that, you know, there is going to be major change in the present scenario. The major change, you know, it's very difficult to determine on the numbers presently on the margins and all. We are determined only by the demand, supply and the price, you know. So, but I feel it should remain decent, like in spite of so much odd in the other results, like the way we have performed, if you see the margins, if you see the volume growth, if you see, you know, everywhere we have been able to. I expect that, you know, this will add a good value. The new product, the new production will increase our margins and will increase our volume, will increase our top line as well. So for us, we should be doing better on the fourth quarter. And third quarter is, since it is, you know, we commissioned the plant and everything is getting stabilized, so we don't see a major changes in the third quarter.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, another question with respect to our capital work in progress. So currently, around 4,300 crore is in the capital work in progress. So my end of this year, that is March 25, how much amount we are expected to capitalize out of this 4,300 crore?
Yeah, as far as capitalization is concerned, if you see in the last quarter, we are capitalizing coke oven plant and our CR color-coated plant. And this quarter, we are going to capitalize blast furnace sinter plant. And we expect that out of 4,000 crore, 800 crore we have already incurred in the first half. And we expect that another 1,000 crore we will be incurred in the second half of the current financial year.
Okay, okay, sir. Got it, sir. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS Securities India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And congratulations on a decent result given the tough environment. Few questions from my side. One on our color-coded sheet. Any sense, like, what kind of a EBITDA per ton we'll be looking for to begin with from the next quarter?
So in the color-coated sheets, we expect an EBITDA because we will be buying HR from the market right now. We don't have our own HR. So around 3,500 goes there. So we should be making anything between 5,500 to 6,500. That is the expected line of EBITDA right now. That is when we go to the color-coated. Right now, we are selling more of CR coils right now. So as we graduate to the color-coated, that time we should be making around 6,500.
And timeline for us to graduate to the color-coated?
Another month and a half.
Month and a half. So from next quarter onward, we can assume, right, that we'll be, we should, from the January quarter onward, we should be in a position to sell color-coated, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And with respect to... there's a too much pressure we could see on the carbon steel over here. Just want to ask you, I think partly you have answered, but how has been your October been like? Is it the same number, same kind of pressure you've been facing in October as well, in terms of the profitability, a bit per ton?
So in October we have seen some relief in terms of, you know, realizations. The prices have slightly moved up, and there have been a slight change even in the raw material prices. So I think in the second quarter, whatever the margin was around 11%, in the third quarter, we should be able to at least better that by 100 basis points.
Okay, okay, right. But in our third quarter, we also have, you know, these two things coming up, you know, coke oven / our coated sheet. So with that, you know, so there's a cost saving as well as new project as well. So how should we think about it on that front? So our sales will grow and our margin will also grow.
Yeah, definitely with the implementations of coke oven, blast furnace and sinter plant, the margin will definitely improve from the fourth quarter onwards. After stabilizing all the commissioning plant, it will be stabilized within this quarter and we will definitely look into the improvement will happen in the fourth quarter onwards.
But Deepakji, then that will be on top of whatever the market thing is, right? That's because of the cost saving.
Yeah, 100%.
So whatever Pankaj has replied of 100 basis point likely improvement, that is not taking into consideration of the benefit of these coke oven blast furnace center plant, right?
Yeah.
You are including that as well.
Yeah.
So that cost saving is on top of the market environment, better market environment in 3Q.
Very correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. Very correct. Whatever be the margins has been improved by 100 basis points in the October month, what Pankaj spoke, there is little bit improvement in the realization in the October month. With the implementations of blast furnace, coke ovens and color coated, our margin will definitely improve in the carbon steel because of implementations of blast furnace. It will be stabilized. We expect that it will be stabilized within this quarter and the margins with the implementations of blast furnace you will get from the fourth quarter onward, and as and when the realization will improve, definitely our EBITDA margin will further improve.
Any ballpark estimate, like what kind of a contribution? I don't want to put you on a tight spot, but anything, if you can, you know, range or something you can give us, what kind of a improvement you envisage with blast furnace coming in?
Let me take it over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hi Shadi.
Yes, sir.
Today we are making steel. We are buying the pig iron from the market, and you know, you are giving them the premium. The market is good. The logistic cost, and there's a lot of advantage. Like we'll be using it captively now. Whatever we will be producing now, we'll be consuming around close to 30-35% captively. And since we have a railway siding, we have a power plant. We have a captive coke oven plant, our cost of manufacturing this hot metal pig iron is extremely competitive, and with the kind of design, the technology, what we have done it, like, you know, the oxygen enrichment process, the PCI, the Belai stop, like these are the all top level one automation. These are the top class, you know, design we have incorporated. So once we are able to resume the plant completely, we expect that, you know, we should be able to increase around 3,500 to 4,000 rupees per ton EBITDA on the complete supply chain of this new project. Once everything is stabilized, we operate at 90-95%. Everything is, you know, we are using the gas for our pellet plant. The gas of the blast furnace is going to the pellet plant. We are using the coke oven gas in the CRM complex, you know, where people are using the energy. We'll be using our byproduct gas. A lot of combination, synchronization, and, you know, the balancing of the product, byproduct, everything is going to, so it is definitely going to add good value in the time to come.
Sure. Just moving ahead onto the aluminium segment, we were hearing about, you know, there is a possibility of anti-dumping duty on Chinese product in the aluminium foil. Is there any update that you have heard about?
I think it has been filed. So there are some restrictions. I'll not be able to share completely because my business unit head who handles this will be able to brief as on date what's the status. But yes, it is very much on the positive line. The import from the China is almost, you know, at a very, very slow down, or maybe, you know, it's hardly, people are doing a fresh import. So there is a good vibration and good energy in this business now.
Right, sir. And sir, if I can again ask you a little bit over here, you know, any status update on our battery foil? You know, we were working with some of the battery manufacturers, and you know, what's the status over there in terms of our
communication? The battery foil is been almost established. We have got all the tests and all done. We have signed the NDA, an agreement for, you know, few battery manufacturers which is coming up in the country. And once they commercialize the production in 2025-2026, we expect that we'll be participating with major battery suppliers in the country.
So probably in FY26, we should see that that's coming
up. Because we are not waiting for the battery to be.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I have some major other questions, but I'll go back and accuse them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC, authorized Omkar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. My first question is realization, especially the realization index for Punjab and compared to peers, our realization is very low. Why? Because if I see Punjab and the realization is down, here they are at 25,000. So why is down, sir, compared to other peers in the same business line?
No, I have to check because it cannot be. Maybe, you know, if you are comparing the sponge iron prices in the Western India, which is a market, then it is different. Otherwise, it's a very open commodity and it is all, you know, there cannot be a major change, maybe 100 or 200 rupees. If you can just share your information, I will be able to give you an appropriate.
I hear it from the Lord factor because the peak iron and the sponge iron realization is really high. So that's why I asked this question.
Because they are in the Nagpur belt, no, you are correct. Their area is little in the Maharashtra. And, you know, because they need to carry the, and they need to carry the cost and all from the raw material from the other part of the country. So it is on the little on the higher side, yeah. But it cannot be 1,000 rupees, maybe 300, 400 or maybe, you know, something like this.
Next, more than 1,000 rupees. Okay, sir. Regarding the iron pellet sizes, if you see your pellet realization again is compared to last Q1 is down by nearby 1,000 rupees. So can we see same trend will go on in Q3 or this will bottom out, sir?
It all depends on the market demand and supply. You know, if you see the iron ore price is going down, the pellet price goes down. If you see the pellet price goes up, the iron ore price goes up. So it's all depend on what cycle are we calculating the numbers, the pricing. So there's not a major change as of now, I would say. Maybe because the market is quite stable presently. But maybe we expect that, you know, we are able to share this number with such an odd situation where you are suffering from the geopolitical issues. So much pressure is there in the metal industry. Still, if you see the overall, as a group level, overall product side, we are able to insulate with a lot of challenges, whether you beat, you know, the flat product or you beat any other sector of the carbon resource and all. So I expect that at this point of time, it is a stability is there, not a major impedance, but in the time to come, we expect that from the fourth quarter onwards, we will see good improvement. We just expect. I can't say 1,000%, but yes, we are all very optimistic. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Right, sir. Sir, my last question is regarding, sir, your assets. Earlier, you were saying, sir, you are targeting nearby 1,500 shares for 2025, if I'm right, now, for full year revenue. So, we are still just stick on that target.
Aapki awaaz theek se nahi aa rahi hai. Please, ek baar aap se repeat karenge.
Yes. Sir, again, you are saying that you are targeting nearby 1,500 CR for assets, stainless steel revenue.
Correct.
So we are still intact on that guidance, 1,500 CR for FY25?
I think we should be close to between 80 to 90%.
Okay.
I think because the market, you know, the prices correction has taken place in the stainless steel price also. If you see the numbers on the price and also, there is an impact on the revenue once you see the correction in the sale prices and all. But maybe close to around 1,100 crores or so, maybe, you know, we should be able to close it. But again, I have to recheck and reconfirm you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congrats on a good set of numbers in a challenging environment. So two questions. Firstly is on the CAPEX. We did mention in our opening remarks that the CAPEX in second half will be around 1,000 odd crores, taking the full year CAPEX to close to 1,850 crores. But based on the current expansion plans and with some modifications adjusting for the cycle, how much do we expect to spend next year and in 27 for the current expansion plan?
See, ballpark, I'm saying you, we have a very strong capital allocation policy. And if you see as Shyam Metallic Energy, we are a very, very diversified company where we have energy, power plants are there. Aluminium, stainless steel, carbon steel and all. On an average, we are targeting that we'll be spending close to, you know, 1700 to 1900 crores every year. Seeing the cash, seeing the strong allocation, capital allocation policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our commissioning timelines will revolve around that. I mean, if our cash flows are faster, I mean, we'll do more capex and...
Yeah, correct, correct. We always review, you know, you've seen that we had been always...
Absolutely.
We had been always very prudent in, you know, sharing our capex plan. And once one capex is done, we declare the second capex, third capex and all. We always review quarter after quarter, see the cash, see the businesses, and then we take up the matter there. So this is the way we operate, yeah.
Okay. And so second question is on the specialty alloys side. I mean, for the last two quarters, we are seeing our profitability jump remarkably from around 12 to 14,000 rupees per ton to 20,000 rupees per ton. So is it primarily because of a mix change or, I mean, is it sustainable now? I mean, the base is now slightly higher than what we've been indicating in the past.
It is sustainable, but there has been a major correction in the European market because, you know, we export majorly in the European market. We have a big export.
Mm-hmm.
And the specialized alloy, you know, because of some changes in the international market, there have been some corrections. So, but as a product, it is very sustainable because you have your own captive power plant where we are generating at a very competitive price of around 2-2.5 rupees a unit. And we make a multiple product where we consume captively also. And we, so, this business is extremely sustainable. We don't have to look back anytime.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
God bless.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Tushar Khurana from Desvelado Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just have one question. What specific measures are being implemented to improve the utilization rates at Mittal Corporation? Are there any targets set for the next quarters?
It's a very, very micromanagement question, which I will not be able to answer you in detail, but briefly I will be able to share. Please apologize for this. I would say Mittal Corp, we acquired the plant last year and we had resumed the sick plant. Plant is under operation. We have introduced a lot of new grades in the stainless steel, which is a welding rods, wire rods, which is extremely very, very critical grade what we had been able to develop. We are now been getting the order from the European market also. We are able to stabilize because all the international company, you know, they have a lot of criteria of approvals and all. So we are making a lot of new grades and we are putting up a bright bar plant also downstream, wire plant also downstream. So in the time to come, you will see that, you know, we are planning from end-to-end solution. Like there is no company in the country presently who is making from ore to wires. Shyam Metallic is going to be a company by next year end where we will be able to make the fasteners, we'll be able to fasteners grade rods, not fasteners, but wires, bright bar, which is on the industrial application and which has a great export potential in the engineering segment and all.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
So just a confirmation, the number of capex that you said, 1700 to 1900 crore, is for the period from FY25, 26, 27 for each year. And secondly, is there any what changes in working capital can be expected for the as we are stabilizing and the expansion is going on? So considering that, what net debt number can be expected at around 1 year or 2 year down the line, net cash?
Yeah, Muduk, as far as capex incurred for the next 2 to 3 years, the remaining capex is required is 4,551 crore. Out of this 4,551 crore, in the next 6 months, we will be incurring 1,000 crore. 2,300 crore will be incurred in the year 25-26, and remaining like 1,200 crore will be incurred in the 26-27. When we talk about the working capital utilizations, we will see with the commissioning of all our capex or something, definitely the working capital will increase. But if you see in the past also, our average working capital utilization will be around 50% to 60% level. We will be always be in the cash positive. So you will see it will be in between 1,000 or crore to 1,200 crore or something average utilization for next 1.5 years.
And expected net debt, net cash increase or decrease?
Net cash always be positive.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khaitan from Orient Capital for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for connecting us on the call today. I would also like to thank the management for spending the time and answering all the questions today. We are Orient Capital, investor relations advisors to Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.